That's something now.
Would it?
Would it just stop the blood or?
I think it just make it heal up, I guess. I don't think I ever had none of that done to me, but I've heard them talking about it.
Get a pack it full of mud, clay. Stop it from bleeding.
Yeah. Huh. Now, what about a place where folks used to get a lot of these when they didn't get to wash real good? Kind of a spot that would come up on, you know, a red place, sore, something like that. You ever had them?
I never did have.
Bull or rising of some sort?
Well, you'd have risings. They'd make some... Yeah, and if he had a ride, or maybe something, they make some poultice or something up in a sack or pack it on, and pack it on that ride and make it come to a head. I don't know what they put in that thing.
To get out all the...
Yeah, make it, draw it to a head and draw, you know, get that, make it run. Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that was in it, all
uh-huh.
The...
Uh-huh. Jeff and I don't forget what all they put in there.
One of them they used was a honey and flour and a strip of fat meat.
Yeah, I've heard of fat meat,
now,
yeah.
If you don't believe it won't draw, it'll pull your bone out of you.
And then make an old mustard plaster. Maybe if you had something kind of like pneumonia, then make a mustard plaster and a great big old, and put it plastered on you there, you know, and let you wear it so long.
What sort of diseases did people get or sicknesses did they get when you were coming out?
Well, the biggest thing then, you'd have some bad colds, the pneumonia back in there, they didn't have nothing to really treat it with unless there's some old mustard plasters and medical plasters and things. You got old, you just lucky. And then way back in, I had my granddaddy's first wife, she died with some kind of fever. I don't forgot what it was. It, what kind of fever she had? She died from it. Mm-hmm. And then I think she was getting the birth of a baby, and it hadn't had. Well, she was with a baby or somewhere, and that disease and all killed her.
Killed the baby too.
Hurt, killed both of them. Mm-hmm.
Children used to get this kind of disease where they choke and
strep
throat.
Yeah, strip throat or whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
Horses still have that.
Or did you ever have that?
Yeah, some of them would have diphtheria.
Uh-huh. What about the disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
I never do it.
Yellow
jaundice. Yeah, yellow, that's right, yellow jaundice.
What would you put on it nowadays? You would put what on a cut? Did y'all have regular stuff, you know, store-bought? Things you bought from around here to put on cut, or?
If you stuck a nail or something in your foot or something back then, they didn't have nothing. They'd old rusty nail, they'd get kerosene, soak it in there. You hardly ever had it in the country then, you hardly ever had in there. Well, you'd have some turpentine, soak it in that, and then you might have had a little alcohol, not too much of it, but it'll definitely do. That kerosene and that turpentine will work on that nail.
Yeah. Do you have iodine?
Yeah, that has some iodine in.
Uh-huh.
Paint it.
Okay. Well, now when a person, say, got sick and didn't get well or something like that, they would say he or she, they died.
Well,
okay.
A heap of people died back in there. Old people died, but they'd call it.
They
would have a name for it. Maybe they didn't die, but that died something else.
Okay. Or they would say if they didn't like the person, if you didn't like the person who died, you would say, well, I'm glad he finally...
I've heard that said back then. It says, well, that's good enough, old John, says,